Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Even be here with you today. You guys don't know this about me, right? But I've shared with you the things that I've been heartbroken about the most in terms of what's changed in our society over the last month is that we have no March Madness. That to me is number one. The thing locally that I was looking forward to the most, and I haven't even revealed this on the air, and I'm getting really depressed about it, even though no official announcement has been made. You know, they moved the Geico Nationals to Dorman High School. Right. I mean, that was the first step. They moved it from New York City to Dorman High School, and Dorman was going to get to compete for the national championship on its own home court. And now that's been, quote unquote, postponed, but there's no date in sight when that might happen. And you can understand, like, New York being a hot spot for the virus. You can't have, teams from that area, teams from all areas traveling to one area. Like you would imagine that might cause a spread of the virus here. I still feel like I'm in a movie talking about this spread of the virus stuff, man. You know, like we're in the movie Outbreak with Morgan Freeman. It's crazy to me. But in any case, joining us right now, really excited to have him on. We touched base with him about a month ago and happy to have him on again on the day in which he's honored for being the Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of South Carolina, future Clemson Tiger. PJ Hall joins us on the show right now. PJ, great to talk to you, man. How are you holding up with everything, PJ? You doing all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing real well. Just trying to stay occupied, stay in basketball shape, and just trying to do.
I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you, PJ, but so you're trying to stay in basketball shape. What are you doing to do that right now? Do you got a hoop in the driveway? Like, what are you in particular doing right now?
Just to be clear, can you hear me now?
I can. Yes, thank you.
Okay, all right. In the driveway, can't really go anywhere, so staying home, shooting the driveway, moving around. I have some work that's my phone I do in my garage, I back out of the car. Just now I finished doing some yoga to keep my muscles stretched, just trying to really stay healthy.
You know, PJ, when I do yoga, I get made fun of. But something tells me when you do yoga, it's cool. What do I need to do to change that narrative, man? I get made fun of left and right for doing it, man. Yoga's cool, right? Can we establish that?
Yes, it's cool. Hey, it feels amazing.
It's good for you, too. It's really good for you.
there you go. That's right. So as we look forward to what's going on right now, as PJ Hall, you win the Gatorade State Player of the Year Award. What does this honor mean to you today?
It's a huge honor. It's really just a testament to our basketball team as a whole. Whenever you play your part on the team that we were on with Dorman this year, and everything comes on its own. It's all the teammates I have, Miles, Justin, they really helped me out a lot, just me up for success. I really couldn't be here without anybody else on the team.
Clemson Tiger commit, one of the top 50 players in America, Dorman High School star, Gatorade State Player of the Year, PJ Hall, joining us here on Offsides ESPN Upstate. Whose game do you respect the most in the NBA, PJ? We all have heroes as kids growing up. I could tell you whose poster was on my wall when I was younger. But, whose game do you really respect the most? Do you find yourself gravitating? I cannot get enough film of this particular player to watch. Who is that for you?
I love watching Giannis just because I love Giannis, but skill-wise, I love watching Kevin Durant. I mean, a 7-foot practical two-guard. I mean, he unguardable, can shoot from 5 feet outside the arc, go by you, dunk on you. There's nothing that's bad about Kevin Durant, and then he can play defense too. I mean, he's just such a fun player to watch.
You think Golden State mishandled him?
I don't think so. I think he was kind of ready to leave and go out on his own path again. Just kind of won those two rings, and then after that, I think he was ready to go do something on his own. He had a really good time in Golden State, but I think it came to an end.
You know, I was talking to one of my friends, Cole Bryson, about this, PJ, and he let me know that you had a chance to face off against Zion Williamson in high school, and that you guys destroyed Zion Williamson's team in high school. What do you remember about that game and going up against Zion?
I remember him. That's one thing for sure. He had about 35 points or something like that, but Miles went on for, I think, 36. I mean, that was a great game. They had a good team, and they had some other good players too, but, I mean, that was my sophomore year. We were just too much out, I guess, and I'll tell you what, that guy was fast, though. He's the biggest and the fastest player I've ever seen, which is not a combination you normally see.
Yeah, no, nor a combination that you want to really go up against. Were you matched up against Zion one-on-one at all during that game?
I got to go up one-on-one against him, I think, only one, maybe two times. A lot of times we had another guard on him who's just one of our crazy fast guards that can keep up with him, but really, I didn't get matched up on the one time, but the one time I did, it was in the short corner. I remember I was guarding him, and I took a step back, and he spun off me faster than I had ever seen before. He was gone.
Did that one end in a bucket?
I think I fouled. It was a quick move, spin to the right, and he was gone.
There you go. So, you know, you kind of grasp that. Were you at all surprised at kind of how he's taken the NBA by storm? I'll be honest with you, PJ. I was, in the sense that coming back from injury and being a bigger guy, you know, I didn't expect him to be as transcendent as he's been. Everybody's been saying that the NBA's never seen anybody like this guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, really, it hasn't. The only player that I can think of is either a way more athletic Zach Randolph or maybe a Charles Barkley. But, I mean, like, the only thing that concerned me was I never seen how well he could shoot just because he was so dominant down low. But I always had confidence that he was going to go in there and kill just because of how strong he is, how athletic he is. I mean, like, he'll miss a layup and explode right back up for a putback dunk. I mean, his second jumps are just ridiculous. So I always had confidence he was going to do really well. But he's also proven that his jump shot, if he has to, I mean, he'll put some in from beyond the arc.
When people talk to you about the NBA, PJ, whose game do they compare yours to the most? When they say, you remind me of so-and-so, what name do you hear?
I've heard, like, Mark Gasol, more athletic Nikola Jokic, just because of his passing ability. And then I wonder if they have another one. Maybe even like a Brooke Lopez. I've heard that one too. Just because he has extended his game to outside the arc lately, and he's been really developing more skill level.
I got you. I prefer the Giannis comparison, PJ. You don't have to address this, but it kind of bothers me how, like, in sports, right? It's sports media people. They compare white guys only to white guys, right? So, but I've actually watched you play, right? I've watched you play. You have a Giannis skill set. You have a Kevin Durant type of skill set. You're very diverse. I could see Dirk Nowitzki as well, but I don't particularly care for how they pigeonhole people. You know, a white guy has to be compared to a white guy. But if you had to choose between those three, Marcus Sol, Nikola Jokic, Brooke Lopez, is there one of those that you could say, you know what, if I end up like that, I'm not doing half bad?
No, if I end up sniffing the NBA, I wouldn't be doing half bad. Those players, I wouldn't mind being compared to any of those, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. P.J. Hall joining us here on the show today. P.J., I think Clemson is a sleeping giant in basketball. And I want to tell you what I mean by that. You play in the ACC. You're being buoyed by the best football program in all of college basketball. You've got a fan base that is really searching for something to cheer for. You've got all of the facilities. You've got the fan base. It just has to grow, right? You just have to grow this thing. Do you look at Clemson and see the potential that really exists there? I can't identify a reason why Clemson couldn't do something special on the basketball court. And I say that, PJ, as you might remember from last time, your sister and yours truly, I went to the University of Florida, a football school that achieved back-to-back national championships. I was told that was never supposed to happen at a football school. Clemson's a football school, but I see a lot of potential for what could be done on the hardwood there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, with the players we got coming in, we have another wing, Olmax from Canada. He's a great player, long 6'7" athletic wing, moving in contact. I mean, like, the players we have coming in and to piece them together, they'll have scores. We're going to definitely be a force to reckon with, especially if we get everybody healthy. People don't know, like, all the obstacles that Clemson had to come over and still had multiple top six wins, huge wins over Duke. I mean, like, there are insane obstacles they've had this year, injuries, ineligibilities, but next year should definitely be a great show.
PJ Hall joining us here on the show. Has Coach Brad Brownell been in touch with you at all during this time?
Oh, yeah. We actually were texting earlier today, and then I was talking to a few assistants too.
And what's kind of the tenor, without asking any private information, PJ, what's kind of the tenor, the mood that everybody's having right now as we're all kind of pressing the pause button on our lives?
Oh, well, I mean, Coach Brownell knows that everyone's kind of, you know, pressing that pause button, but right now it's the pause button. We're sitting at home, but it's still on go. We got to get better doing skill work in the driveway, all that kind of stuff. You can't really take a break because then that's whenever other people pass you.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, man. Absolutely true. By the way, you told me I needed to try mustard seed up by you, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mustard seed is a place I got to try out. So, as we close today, PJ, I need to ask you, one or the other or both, what is one show that you would recommend to our audience, one show that we have to watch, or one game that we have to play? What is PJ Hall's choice? What is going on in the Hall household?
Well, the show is easy, The Office. Anytime I turn the TV on, I put The Office on.
There you go. The Office. Gotta love it.
You mean like a video game?
Yeah, a game, video game, board game, any game.
Let me think. I recently, so growing up, I used to play this all the time, but recently I got it for my PS4 remastered version. It's Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot, man. Listen, I love that you said that, PJ, because that's from my era. Right?
Yes.
So the fact that you're liking games from my era, man, means we didn't do half bad, brother. I like that a lot.
Man, I used to play that game all the time, and now I got it, so I play it now.
You know, in that game, dude, there's this mode where you can beat it, but then to get, like, the full 100%, you have to go back and beat the levels without dying once. You tried that at all?
Without dying?
Yeah. Ooh. In order to get the full 100%, you got to beat each level without dying.
Geez, yeah, we used to have a piece of paper in our room, me and my brother, with cheat codes all down it. We're using these game modes, and it was like ridiculous. It was so
PJ,
fun.
You can't be using the cheat codes now, man. Okay,
not the cheat codes to beat the game. The cheat codes to go into different games.
modes. I see what you're saying. I got you.
Yeah,
I got
awesome.
You. No, I got you. I got you, PJ. I've had the great pleasure of getting to speak to your mom a little bit about your career on social media, dude. We're really proud of you in this area, man. We're excited about the fact that you're staying in the area, and please pass on well wishes to everyone in your family for me during this time. We cannot wait to see you on the basketball court again. Thanks for making some time for us today, man. Be well, please. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, thank you for having me on.
You got it. All right. PJ Hall, the Gatorade Player of the Year. Clemson Tiger commit, top 50 player in the country. Dorman is ranked number 2 in high school basketball in America. And my heart breaks about the fact that I don't think we're ever going to see the Geico Nationals played at Dorman High School. You know, everybody, like the plans were changing by the day a couple of weeks ago. You know, the Geico Nationals were going to be played in New York, then switched over to Dorman. And then a few days after they were switched to Dorman, postponed. There's been no official cancellation announcement, and I think they'd really like to be able to play this, right? But if you're not going to have school for the rest of the semester, what are you going to do? And, you know, schools are right now are scrambling to figure out what to do with the rest of their semester. And you know, our kids going to graduate with, you know, only attending half the semester this time around. It is a mess right now. But, man, the guy's future is so bright he needs shades. And I have a feeling that we're all going to look back at that interview, at these interviews. I spoke to PJ a month ago, had him on again right now. I have a feeling we're going to look back at these interviews someday down the line, and it's going to, you know, these are going to be in the vault, in the audio vault, right? I played you an interview from the audio vault, a sit-down that I had with Seth Rogen last week, and I have a feeling what this kid is going to do is going to be really, really special moving forward. I cannot wait to see him at Clemson. And look, make no bones about it, right? Clemson eyeing the NCAA tournament next year. Coming up next on the show, how does the story end and how would the story have ended? I'll explain what I mean when Offsides continues right after this. This is ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Our thanks to Gatorade Player of the Year, PJ Hall, for joining us here on the show today in the last segment. If you missed that, stay tuned for the replay that is coming your way at 6:20 this evening. You know, everybody kind of pressing pause right now on their lives, and that's kind of what we're doing. And it's interesting to me to think about in the sports realm how this period of time will be remembered. I had somebody, one of the more talented hosts in the country who happens to find himself unemployed right now because he can't get along with anybody where he works, right? said today that the he's like, man, there's going to be like five radio jobs left by the time this is over. And I look, I'm hell bent on making sure that if that's the case, that this is one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like I am hell bent. We've got a lot of good things going on right now. We're bringing on new clients on board even right now as we speak. Folks, the momentum of ESPN Upstate cannot be stopped. By the way, I don't know if you guys have gotten to see this yet, but I had a real good time being featured as part of a collaboration on a WYFF News Channel 4 last night. It aired at 11 p.m. last night. It will air at 6 p.m. again tonight. And it was Mark Whiteman, sports director of WYFF Channel 4, you know, was talking to all of us here in the industry about, like, what you're doing and how you're preparing and how you're doing a sports show in the absence of live sports. If you would like to see that three-minute feature that aired last night, it is on my personal Twitter page, at MARC Ryan on Air. It is right there. One of my last few tweets, I posted a link to that particular segment that was on News Channel 4 last night. Thanks to Mark Whiteman and News Channel 4 for putting that whole thing together for us. Greatly appreciate it. All right, the numbers for you, 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. Text line 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter, at Mark Ryan on Air, and that's at MARC Ryan on Air, at MacBrown22, and at ESPN Upstate. If you are following us, we will get to your tweet live and on the air right here, and you can also email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPN Upstate, ESPN Upstate, Mark Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com. There you go. All right, folks. So at this time, I want to do this, right? I want to look at certain athletes and ask, how ultimately does this story end? And I'd like to get your thoughts, your opinions on this as well. I've got three, okay? Two about which you can ask, how does the story end? And one about which you can ask, how would the story have ended? All right? And here are the guys. O.J. Simpson, Tiger Woods, Jay Williams. O.J. Simpson, Tiger Woods, Jay Williams. Now, if you haven't seen O.J. lately, he has made his way to Twitter. And O.J. is, you know, what he does now is he posts kooky, kind of creepy videos where he's, you know, where telling us the obvious. Any of you guys seen have you seen O.J. on Twitter recently, Patrick? If you haven't, he ends up coming out and basically delivering PSA-style videos that sound something like this.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, it's been some kind of 7 to 10 days, you know. About 7 days ago, there were people saying that the corona was an exaggeration by the media and a hoax. Well, in less than 7 days ago, Tom Brady went from being a Patriot to being a Buccaneer, and I, for one, never saw that coming. I'm not surprised he moved, but to the Bucs, the Bucs had a fine young quarterback in Jameis Winston, even though there's no telling how far they could have gone without those 30 interceptions last year. But I didn't think Bruce Arians, a coach that I admired and I think every offensive player would like to play for, had the type of offense that fit Brady. He likes to throw the ball downfield. And if there's one thing that Brady has kind of showed his age on, it's been those long passes. Even though, look, Brady had one recognizable receiver last year, Edelman. Now he's got like four Pro Bowl guys, you know, Evans, Godwin, Cameron Brake, and O.J. Howard. There's no telling what he might do with those guys. It seems like if there's a place above heaven for a quarterback, Tom Brady has just found it. Outside of that, you got to think about, who would have thought 7 days ago that Cam Newton and Winston, Jameis Winston, would be looking for a job? You throw Andy Dalton in that. There's not that many starting jobs left in the NFL. The Chargers, for sure. Maybe the Raiders. New England, even though I think Dalton fits that better than the other two, and maybe Miami. Anyway, it's been 7 days. I'm kind of nervous and concerned about what the next 7 days hold. Who knows? I'm just saying, take care and stay healthy.
All right, folks, so how does the OJ story end? You hear how weird that sounds? You know, it's just odd, man. It strikes me as like, dude, what are you doing? Like, if you were OJ, wouldn't you just go away? You know, just stay out of the public eye. The guy, man, narcissism is a beast, and people who are just can't stay away from the limelight. When he does that stuff, I don't know if any of you guys have seen the documentary Screwball on Netflix. Alex Rodriguez looks horrible in that documentary. Looks horrible. Like, he basically goes to the end of the earth to try to ruin a guy who is willing to expose his steroid use, right? He's so worried about his reputation that he's trying to ruin this guy. You know, like his people affiliated with Alex Rodriguez are physically threatening this guy. And now Alex, you know, he's back in the good graces of the media, right? He's really rehabilitated his image, doesn't have to answer any steroid questions anymore. But watch Screwball on Netflix and then tell me what you think of Alex Rodriguez. O.J. Simpson, 72 years old. How does it end? He seems to really be trying to make amends. O.J. obviously really, really cares about what other people think about him. So Patrick Brown, and to you guys, it's 71307 on the text line. Text us in. If I asked you right now, how does the O.J. story end? What do you say? Because no, there's going to be other chapters written here, right? How does the O.J. story end, Patrick?
I think he's going to do a Twitter live video of him at the golf course and him saying that, you know, well, I'm going the way I want to on a golf course, because that's where he posts all of his videos. All of his videos are on a golf course or in a sports bar. And to your point where you said that it was a little creepy, the videos, honestly, I'm looking at it and it's like every dad or grandfather that's on social media. They don't know how to end whatever they're talking about, so they end it with the most dad thing to say. Take care, everybody.
Yeah. So I think, Patrick, the O.J. Simpson story ends with a confession. I do. I think on his deathbed he will confess to the murders because he, you know, whatever he believes happens to us after we die, I don't think he will want that on his conscience after he dies. I think ultimately – because the guy obviously has a need to communicate, I think ultimately there's going to be a confession. He's 72 years old now. How, folks, does the O.J. Simpson story end to you? Tiger Woods is up next, 44 years of age, 15 major championships. Jack Nicklaus leads the way with 18. Julius Boros holds the record for the oldest major winner. He won the 1968 PGA Championship, 48 years old. Tom Morris won the 67 British Open at 46 years old. Jack Nicklaus won the Masters in 1986 at 46 years old. Phil Mickelson aiming to become the oldest, but right now the oldest is 48 years old. Now, Tom Watson at age 59 had the chance to win his sixth Open and become the oldest major champion in history during regulation play, but was not able to par the final hole, tied with Stuart Sink, lost in the playoff, right? So Tom Watson almost won a major at the age of 59. How does the Tiger Woods story end? If you listen to our show, you know that I believe that Tiger Woods fell off majorly and his body fell apart because of something called the mind-body connection. When you're stressed out and when your life has fallen apart, your body falls apart thereafter. That is a scientifically proven phenomenon. He seems to be getting his life together, won the Masters last year. I happen to think he's sports' greatest villain. I actually really enjoy rooting against him. People don't seem to like that. They think that's inhuman of me, unhuman of me. But look, we all have heroes and villains in sports, and I think he's sports' best villain. So how does the Tiger Woods story end, Patrick?
Well, to go off your first point before I get to everything, I think what happened with Tiger and his decline, you could say, yeah, his public life got a hold of him. I think his swing caught up to him. He had such an aggressive swing with everything, with his back torquing, his knees and everything, just rotating at a much younger age pacing. It just didn't work out whenever he got into his 30s and now into his 40s. His swing has gotten a lot more simpler and a lot more easier, fluid. So he's actually hitting and striking the ball much more consistently. I think this story ends by him winning a few more majors. I think he's going to win one more time at Augusta, and I'm not even going to go put it past him. I think he can win a PGA championship. I think he can. He has the right mindset. His swing is much improved, and he's getting better and better as he goes on. I would love to see Tiger back in the fray, back in the forefront, and I think he can do it.
So the thing is, if he wins two more majors, Patrick, he falls one short of Jack. Does he fall one short of Jack? Does he tie Jack at 18? Does he beat Jack? Two, and he falls one short. Three, and he ties. Four, and he's the all-time leader with 19.
I think if he gets two more, and he obviously I think he'll get two more in the next 3 years. At that point, he could try a few more, but I don't think his game is going to be where it is. I think guys like Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson, all these guys are going to be leaps and bounds better than him here in the next few years. So for me, it's either you win the majors now whenever we can go back to playing golf, or you're not going to have a chance to catch up with Jack.
You know what? I totally agree, and here's why. I think he wins two more majors, and I think he falls one major short. You know, you look at what the best athletes are capable of doing, right? Tom Brady is breaking all the rules for what you're supposed to be able to do at 40. LeBron James, 43, 42. LeBron James is breaking all the rules for what you're supposed to be able to do at 36. The very best of the best are able to do that. So I do believe that Tiger Woods probably has the entire decade of his 40s, right, to win another major championship. Or to break the record, which means he has five more years. I think he gets two more. I think he falls one short. And I think it ends 18 for Jack Nicklaus, 17 for Tiger. And Tiger may try to play, health notwithstanding, as long as he can to try to get that record. And it might give people, you know, it might be must-watch TV, Patrick, for the next 15, 20 years.
Well, we know that he has another 10 years of eligibility with the Masters with winning his latest tournament. So even if he doesn't play any other tournaments and just focuses on Augusta every year, he can easily do that. Keep his body fresh, keep his body happy, and he can actually work out his game a little bit more and prepare for Augusta. If he wants to do that, he can, you know, he can. If he wants to try to beat the record and solely focus on Augusta National, go right ahead.
How do you guys think the Tiger Woods story ends? Does he break the record? Does he not break the record? Does the story have a happy ending? And finally, for me, Jay Williams. Jay Williams, former superstar Duke guard, drafted by the Chicago Bulls with a number two overall pick, and then after his rookie year, violated a clause in his contract by riding a motorcycle against team rules and tore up his leg to the point where he was not able to play at an NBA level again. And it broke his heart, and he's written a book about it, and he dipped down into some really dark places because, you know, one mistake in judgment ruined his whole career, ruined his dream. He has since become one of the best analysts in all of college basketball. He opines on the NBA from time to time. Patrick, I'm not sure if the Jay Williams era was before your time or not, but for those of us who kind of grew up watching him play college basketball, dude, he was as big a star at Duke as J.J. Redick was, as Zion Williamson was. Jay Williams was a huge deal at Duke. Had a decent rookie year in the NBA. I want to say he averaged 13-point-something points per game. I think it was his rookie season was considered mildly disappointing at the time. But here's a guy that had his entire career ahead of him, and I think Jay Williams, barring an injury, would have been a multiple times All-Star. So we have two questions about which we're asking, how does the story end, O.J. Simpson and Tiger Woods? And then one question about which we're asking, what would have happened with this story, right? What would have happened with the story of one Jay Williams here? How would this story have ended? I think that story would have ended with a multiple times All-Star, perhaps as an NBA champion, and perhaps as the guy that would have brought the Chicago Bulls back post Michael Jordan. They have never found that guy. Zach LaVine is supposed to be that guy, not getting it done, right? The Chicago Bulls have become the NBA's afterthought. The NBA has been hurting terribly, especially prior to LeBron going to the Lakers, because the major markets were in brutal shape, right? Chicago, New York, L.A., brutal shape. Rescued overnight by LeBron James, rescued overnight out west by Kawhi Leonard. Jay Williams, I think, could have been the guy to resuscitate the Chicago Bulls franchise. All right, coming up next on the show. What may seem like a tone-deaf gesture actually foreshadows a very welcome change. That's next. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan and Patrick Brown right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you. Friday Eve edition of the show. So we check on the text line here. A texter says, I think OJ should be buried with the little gloves that don't fit on his hand and his loafers, says a texter. We've asked you how the stories end of Tiger Woods, of OJ Simpson, and how would the story have ended with Jay Williams, had he not been in that horrible motorcycle accident that ruined his NBA career. A check on Twitter, where Michael Stathakis, in typical Michael Stathakis form, folks, he's in rare form these days. He says, quote the following, it's hard to take a stab at how OJ's story will end. His story, you see where we're going here, folks, is cut so deeply into the fabric of our country. He was an athlete, movie star, and commentator. It's hard to fit his legacy into one box or two gloves. He's not done yet leaving footprints on all of us. I shouldn't laugh at that, Michael. Michael, I shouldn't laugh at that, and I'm laughing at that, Michael. Stop it. He continues, Tiger, oh, this one is in the same theme. Pick up the theme here, folks. Name the theme in 10 seconds or less. Tiger won last year's Masters, and he may screw around and beat Jack's record. He was like an Escalade, crashing through tournament fields while they tried to chase him down and beat him with their irons. Tiger is the greatest ever and is addicted to winning and your girl. By the way, Patrick, Michael had a tagline for you. We asked Patrick earlier in the show to describe his sex life in a movie title. And Patrick said he's the magician. And Michael Stathakis says the magician. Now you see her. In a few months, you won't. Michael Stathakis offering a vote of confidence for you moving forward, Patrick, as a newlywed. You all right with that? No comment?
No comment.
No, is that what we're going with? No comments? No comment? Is that where we're at? All right, folks, coming up next on the show, What seems like a tone-deaf gesture actually foreshadows a welcome change. That and so much more coming your way when Offsides continues right after this. We are ESPN Upstate.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, it's Offsides with Mark Ryan and Patrick Brown right here on ESPN Upstate. Hope you guys are having a wonderful afternoon on this Friday Eve, rolling up until 5 o'clock today, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I've got to be honest with you. Today is supposed to be opening day in Major League Baseball, and I'm largely unaffected by it. That doesn't mean that you're not. That doesn't mean I can't have empathy for you and what you're going through. But for me, I am most depressed about there being no March Madness. Locally, I'm most depressed about there being no Geico Nationals National Championship, where we were going to get to see Dorman host the National Championship Tournament from the best teams from all over America. I mean, we were going to get to witness and observe that. And now we don't get to see that anymore. And I think that, or it's postponed indefinitely. But there's a lot of people right now who are bummed, who are depressed, who are down, that today was supposed to be Major League Baseball. What are you supposed to do if you are a local station in a market that has a Major League Baseball team, right? If you watched the TV feature I was in on WYFF News last night, it was all about what are sports hosts doing during this time to try to keep an interesting and compelling and entertaining show, right? Well, I got to be honest with you. I don't think that this particular thing is the answer, but I've seen multiple markets. I've seen this in Atlanta. I've seen this in my former stomping grounds of Tampa as well. Stations are simulating the opening day on a video game console. So it's like the Tampa Bay Rays against the Pittsburgh Pirates today, right? And you know, join us for the Tampa Bay Rays against the Pittsburgh Pirates on the PlayStation 4 simulated. Patrick, you're a video game guy. Lonzo's a video game guy. I play video games every once in a while, right? But not, I wouldn't say I play them consistently. To me, to announce that you're going to simulate opening day and encourage people to join your watch party to simulate a video game for opening day, doesn't that just add to the depression that you don't have the real thing? Or is that a viable way? Is that a good idea for stations to be doing, man? I just think it furthers the depression. A lot of these posts that I've seen from different markets, they haven't been, you know, there's not been a lot of interaction on these posts. I don't know. And then you have this. Then you have Major League Baseball, which seems incredibly tone-deaf, but does, in my opinion, have a shining light to it, come out with the following. They posted like 20 hashtags in a row today. They're all the same thing. It says, hashtag opening day at home from Major League Baseball. Hashtag opening day at home. Like, and they posted it 20 times as if to highlight that this was their day, right? And then, unfortunately, like, everyone's like, dude, delete this tweet. Or, dude, what do you want us to do? Like, how are we supposed to celebrate opening day at home? So, I mean, does anybody have an idea on how we're supposed to celebrate this today? opening day at home? I mean, it just, you know, it almost feels like a Major League Baseball troll job there, doesn't it? I mean, like, opening day at home, hashtag, post from Major League Baseball. Yes, let's celebrate, ladies and gentlemen. Let's celebrate by breaking windows in our house because we're going to play indoors. I mean, what exactly do you want people to do? And, you know, to a degree, admittedly, this is a new challenge for all of us. But Patrick, I don't know about you. I just think the, you know, the invitation to join a live stream of a video game of opening day for your team, I think that just serves to make people even more depressed.
I don't take it that way. I take it in multiple different routes with this. I kind of say, look, they might be having a partnership with, you know, MLB The Show, which is their premier flagship game. And maybe people want to see, like, the new graphics, how well they look, the roster updates, how fairly are they accurate on their team before maybe actually going out and buying the game. So they might be, you know, dipping their hand into the video game market in the sense of, oh, this is the best solution we have for right now. We're going to give you something, but also maybe get you interested in something else as well.
Yeah, it seems to be swinging and missing so far, but I'll tell you the shining light in all of this, right? They're highlighting opening day today, right? The shining light could be Scott Boras mentioned a World Series Game 6 on Christmas Day. I mean, this could move baseball to a much better calendar for itself, right? This could create a situation where we're starting next season later. And I think a change to baseball schedule, a reduction in games, which we might see this year, I think would be the best thing that could happen for the sport. So tone deaf for Major League Baseball to do hashtag opening day at home today? Absolutely. But the end result might be very positive for the game we all used to love. Next, this is Offsides with Mark and Patrick right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.